Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Adrian Abraham and Ryan Huang. Time now for Mind Your Business, where we'll be, you know, discovering the trends in industrial automation and smart manufacturing in APAC. Well, COVID-19 has exposed the depth of challenges faced by manufacturers, including supply chain disruption, skilled worker shortages, and risk mitigation. While Asian factories saw a brisk recovery in late 2021, the Ukraine crisis and lockdown in Shanghai has caused additional supply chain disruptions and surged energy and commodity prices, leading to a sudden shortage in raw materials and unplanned downtimes across industries. These crises have created a sense of urgency for companies to rethink their supply chains and their manufacturing processes, accelerating the adoption of smart manufacturing. According to the State of Smart Manufacturing report, smart manufacturing adoption has grown 50% from 2021 to 2022. While according to McKinsey, new technologies could increase profit margins and lower costs in manufacturing, potentially creating $25 billion to $45 billion of annual economic impact in ASEAN by 2030. So how can the manufacturing sector adopt industrial adoption the right way? We have on the line Scott Wooldridge, President Asia Pacific Rockwell Automation. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Adrian. It's great to be here.
So, Scott, tell us more about Rockwell Automation and the company's business model.
So, Rockwell Automation is a global leader in the smart manufacturing space. We focus on industrial automation and digital transformation, and we focus on working with our clients to make them more productive and sustainable. We offer consulting services, engineering services, and more than 300,000 hardware and software products that are core to manufacturers to improve their productivity and sustainability.
And in terms of your customers and partners, what more can you share with us about them?
We have a diverse range of customers and partners. We work in all core manufacturing segments. In Asia Pacific, we've had strong tailwinds with our semiconductor, life sciences and EV customers. So certainly as we moved into COVID, they were three market segments that looked to improve their manufacturing productivity and output, and their core customer segments that Rockwell work with both locally and globally.
Yeah, in terms of Rockwell's market presence in the region, what sort of role does Rockwell have? And also, why is APAC an important region to the company?
So Asia-Pacific represents around 15% of Rockwell Automation's revenue. It is, however, the largest market segment for the services and products we offer. And clearly, the GDP growth in Asia is very strong. So it currently is the largest market opportunity, and it's growing faster than North America and Europe. So it's a market that you have to be successful in, whether you're Rockwell or our competitors, to be competitive globally and be sustainable globally in our marketplace.
Yeah, I did mention earlier, according to the State of Smart Manufacturing report, smart manufacturing adoption has grown 50% from 2021 to 2022. How does the region, you know, ASEAN, contribute to Rockwell's global business?
Yeah, it's a key market segment for us in terms of growth. We've had extremely strong growth the last 2 years, strong double digit and orders well in excess of that. We are challenged with semiconductor supply for a lot of our hardware products, like the entire market is across different market segments. And that does constrain some of the top line revenue growth. But the underlying demand for solutions for automation and information management is incredibly strong in Asia at the moment. And I think there's some key market trends, such as the need to provide a more sustainable and consistent manufacturing segment that is driving better tools and analytics in our workspace, but also the lack of skilled labor is driving enhanced focus on automation and the tools and hardware and technology that allows people to be more productive in the workspace. It's not one or the other. It's not technology or people. It's really the trend around making people more productive with enhancing the technology landscape they work within.
Yeah, the lack of labor is seen across multiple industries in this day and age. Let's talk about a couple more challenges faced by the manufacturing sector. What are the top challenges faced by, you know, Singapore or APAC manufacturers today? And was it a wake-up call for the industry?
I think it was a wake-up call in terms of supply chain. We've worked in an environment where everyone has had a globalized supply chain. And there's some key trends that were happening as people look to more regionalize and secure downstream component supply and their assembly that they have more control on. But there's a strong push as well for customization and personalization of products down to the individual consumer having unique products tailored for their unique needs. So there's two really big pressures in parallel on supply chains and manufacturing, ignoring the obvious pressures that were put on by COVID and the lack of international shipping and travel. So that's forcing people to have more agile supply chains. They can quickly pivot the manufacturing environment to increase or decrease volumes, quickly pivot to retool to produce different products or different variations of a similar product. And that needs better integration of information management systems and a higher level of automation to allow that quick reaction to market demands and market dynamics.
Yeah, you touched on COVID-19's role in the challenges faced, but what trends or demands are you seeing in this post-recovery stage, though?
Many people viewed that manufacturing slowed during COVID, but there were certain manufacturing segments that were stronger than ever, such as semiconductor, EV, and life sciences. So in general, manufacturing went through COVID quite smoothly. Now, what did happen was a lot of people became disconnected from the workplace. A number of workers allowable in a workplace was reduced, and people relied a lot more on technology, data connectivity, remote visualization, data analytics to run their manufacturing facilities. And there was a lot of great infrastructure that was put in very quickly to allow people to connect remotely and run their facilities remotely. What's become obvious is there's only so much you can do remotely, and there's only so much productivity you can drive remotely. There's a real trend to get as many people back into the working place as possible, into the manufacturing shop floor, but not to use that learning from the use of that technology. How do we enable people to use that technology quickly and simply in the manufacturing environment to really drive use cases and outcomes that drive more productivity? So we're seeing that real return to work push, but we're also seeing that use of the technology to drive higher and higher levels of productivity. I think the other trend that happened in parallel was a stronger focus on sustainability and the social right to operate. Most of the CEOs I talk to now, they're looking at their ESG balance scorecard, and they're talking about how to improve safety, how to reduce waste, how to reduce energy utilization, water utilization. These were important cost factors before, but now they're almost that social right to operate, and it's become as much of a priority as driving productivity to improve those sustainability metrics.
Yeah, Scott, you know, moving away from the challenges, because it was an incredibly difficult time for multiple industries, but, you know, tell us about the launch of Plex and Flex Systems. You know, how have these products helped Rockwell, and how can these products benefit manufacturers in the region?
Yeah, so I think the two products we acquired recently as an organization, and we're accelerating their adoption in Asia Pacific. So Plex is a manufacturing execution system. It sits between your traditional financial and supply chain systems and integrates into the automation system. And there's been a lot of talk of the convergence of the IT layer and the OT, operational technology, where automation sits. So those systems have become more and more integrated, less and less paper-based reporting, Excel-based reporting, more and more integrated workflow management. And Plex provides a great solution around that. And you need those tools to be able to provide the traceability and analytics, and also to switch products quickly in a manufacturing environment and send those signals downstream to your suppliers to ensure you get the right components as you pivot. So Plex is a cloud-based offer in that space, and we're seeing a strong trend to start to go to more cloud-based applications in manufacturing. At the OT layer, it all used to be on-premise applications. So great for one site, but when you try and deploy across 30 or 40 manufacturing plants. It becomes very costly and time-consuming, and it's just not quick enough to roll out a new platform with the changes we're seeing in manufacturing and the speed of activity you need. This core trend around moving to cloud-based technologies and better integration of supply chain, ERP, and the automation layers in real time with tools like Plex. So we're really excited with the launch of that product. We're seeing a lot of interest and demand very quickly, and it's already got a strong global install base and footprint with our global clients.
Yeah, Scott, before I let you go, we have to talk about the future of Rockwell in the region. What is the direction and strategy plan the company has in place for APAC, and how do you plan to grow your business in Singapore and APAC as well?
Yeah, so Singapore is a really important location for Rockwell. It's our Asia Pacific headquarters, and we actually manufacture. Our second largest manufacturing hub is in Singapore, and we've tried to put more resilience into our supply chain over the last couple of years, and we've duplicated most of our core manufacturing globally into Singapore. So it's a key headquarters hub and a key manufacturing hub for us that we continue to invest in. As I mentioned earlier, Asia is the biggest market for the services and products we offer. So we're looking, it's a company priority to accelerate our footprint in Asia. And we're growing as a company by acquisition. So I think that'll be a key trend and opportunity you see in the Asian market for Rockwell Automation moving forward. We'll look to grow by acquiring and grow by bringing smart solutions and smart technology and smart people into our organization that fit our culture and our technology footprint. And we'll look to bring on the best of breed local Asian players into our ecosystem and really expand by acquisitions.
We've been in conversation with Scott Wooldridge, President, Asia Pacific Rockwell Automation. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.